Sure we do everything correctly. Public hearings.
Our first public hearing this evening is case number 12,461, Matthew E. Brous seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Maple Lane within the Keenwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38320 Maple Lane, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and tax parcel is 533 map 19.12, parcel 112.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5.2-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a second-story porch. Staff would note that we have received one letter of support, one letter of opposition, and one mail return. The letter of support is from a neighbouring property, noting that the design complements the design of the property. The letter of opposition is also from a neighbouring property, raising concerns in relation to the inspection of the property and whether a CO should be issued or not. Thank you.
Is the applicant before us? Please come forward and be sworn in.
And Madam Chair, before we begin the hearing on this, I'll just make the statement that we'll make before all hearings tonight. There was an error in the agenda as far as the telephone number to be calling in, so the board will have no choice but to leave the record open for this, and the hearing will be continued until the 14th of September. Anyone who wishes to speak for or against will have an opportunity to do so at that time, as will the applicant. So we're just making sure that's clear on the record.
And I do want that number announced.
So the conference number, the correct conference number, is 302-194-5036. And the conference code upon calling in is 570176. To repeat, the conference telephone number is 302-394-5036, and the conference code is 570176.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Matthew Eric Ropes, 5909 Summit Bridge Road, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
Yvonne Ropes, 5909 Summit Bridge Road, Townsend, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I have what I just found out here. We asked for 5.2. We need to make it 5.9 because on the survey, when I opened it up, it said 5.9, and I put my application in, I think, a day or so before, and the survey is reading 5.9, and I think I asked on my application 5.2.
So what we have before us in your application, and we can certainly, as long as it's the front yard, which was what was advertised for, we're okay.
Yes.
Your survey provides that the, the second story porch is 24.8 feet from Maple Lane. So that would lead to a 5.2-foot variance using that math. Do you have something to show that it's further than that? Or?
Well, my survey is right here.
We have a survey.
Yeah, so it's saying, I'm looking on it and it's saying 5.9. So that's why just wanted to be clear, make sure I was.
The survey that we have is dated May 14, 2020 by Michael Loveland of Simpler Surveying.
Yes. So if that's all right, then
I don't see a 5.9 on there. Perhaps I'm missing something. I don't know if the board has something different.
It looks to me like it says 5.9, but okay.
I don't see it either.
We just want to make sure it's the current was small, and I didn't know if it said 5.2 or 5.9, so we just wanted to make sure.
If you've got a document you wish to submit to the board, you can certainly do that to Mr. Whitehouse, and then we could take a look at that. We'd certainly like to get those numbers correct for you.
That's got to be right, the 24 point.
Hey, Madam Chair, I can take this in, but this is the same survey that Mr. Sharp just referred to. That's, if I can demonstrate that. The difference between that and 30 is 5.2, but I can take a copy and circulate it.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
It's a point two
so
or
there's
point nine.
Five criteria for granting a variance.
Okay.
And you need to convince us of those five criteria.
So...
Why is the property unique?
It gives a curb appeal. I mean, it would before, if you look at the pictures from what it looked like before.
Why did your builder build it this way without permission first?
Well, I had put in plans, I'm the builder too. So I made a mistake. If I put in my plans and I had never gotten back that, no, you can't build that, like telling me, no, you can't. I gave them a survey, I gave them everything, and I got it back and nothing was said. I didn't, not throughout, all through all my inspections, from day one, I didn't get any saying, no, I couldn't do it. And I just assumed I was good. And then the last day I went from my CO and they did my CO. Everything was good, you know, internally in the house. And then I got a call about a couple hours later for land use saying that I was over the property line. I was like, oh my gosh. So
we didn't know the whole time.
I would have took care of that way before. I wouldn't have built.
The contractor and the builder.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Whitehouse, can you shed a little light on this?
So, the building permit was issued for this property on September 24th of 2019. And the front yard setback is stated as 30, the side of 10 and a rear of 10. And I believe that is in the board's packet. So,
and is this your signature?
I'm sure it is. Yes.
Yes, you signed for the building permit?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Did you read the property information?
Yeah.
Measurement?
Well, when I did the property, I measured from the road, and that's not my property line.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, usually where I'm from up there, you're talking 5 or 10 feet from the road, and this is a pretty substantial amount that you guys own that I don't up front there. So, yeah, I mean, I made a mistake.
So it wasn't that no one told you.
Well,
it's there that you measured it wrong. Because on paper, you signed the paper that said your front yard setback should be 30 feet.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out.
I made a mistake. I guess because I assumed that they, if I put in my plans and everything, they'd be like, tell me that I couldn't do that.
So are you telling me that you're thinking that the front
setback
deck or the canopy entryway would not be part of your setback? Or was that an after the fact
no,
that you added that?
I put all those plans in at the same time. Never veered from the plans at all.
Okay.
And I had no clue they're coming back to say that it was no good. I talked to the neighbors, I walked the neighbors and asked them and talked to them. They said, no, this place hasn't looked this great in this long, and we had no problems.
But that's fine, but you know, the county has ordinances for a reason.
I understand.
So you just made a mistake from, you thought your property line was to the road?
Yes.
To the edge of paving?
So yep. From the road to the house, we thought that we had plenty of
yes.
room to put
yeah.
the front porch yeah. when we actually submitted the plan. So when, you know, he signed the paper, he was still thinking it was from the road to and not from the structure to the road.
At least that night. I hadn't measured. I think it was like, I'm going to take a guess here, but I like measured like 47 feet with my laser, and I was like, oh, there's no, I'm good. I'll be good. So I wasn't, because most setbacks aren't from the road back. I haven't seen one that is that far, like up my way in Newcastle.
I'm sorry, honey.
I know.
Guess where you live now.
I know.
God's country, Sussex County.
We're trying to get here. We're trying to get down here.
Oh, dear. So it's just, the house is okay, it's just this little...
Just the porch.
Little deck.
Yes.
Porch, deck, it's not very big.
And this is built, so it's an existing condition?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's, that's where you get 5.9 is the deck, that's why. It's 5.9 by 10.2, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, any questions from members of the board?
How did this come about? Was it a neighbor who was disturbed by it?
No, it was...
The county that caught it?
The county caught it.
It was the very last phone call we received.
Very last, I got on my CO, I called her, I said, "We got everything, we're good." And then 2 hours later, he called me and said, "Hey, your front porch is..." I was like, "Hold on, I didn't..."
We didn't know.
I sent everything in, they sent it back. He's like, "You're gonna have to go for a variance or something like that."
How did that happen?
To my understanding, it was permitted, it was built, it was called during inspection, but a temporary CO was issued on this property.
I saw that.
Which expires.
Expires this weekend, or next weekend.
And that is what flagged up the need for variance.
So was it checked periodically, the way we do it now?
Yes, so around, it was in 2019, the periodic instructions began towards into 2019. I take the dates, if the board requires them. So it will take me a minute to look them up. So.
Oh, it expires today, right?
So you didn't see your pins at all?
Excuse me?
Your pins were your survey, you didn't see your pins where it was marked?
I didn't.
When you bought it, did you have it surveyed?
I don't know if...
It's dated May 14th,
yeah,
so they had to put...
There's a pole right there, and there is a pin right beside that pole, but I didn't think that was... I didn't.
Okay.
Again... It was me. I didn't.
This most recent survey on 514 is the one that we got after we had the structure built.
Yeah, so they just...
So that was where they actually put like...
Well, we needed that survey for this.
This
anyway.
Mr. Whitehouse?
So the software that staff uses to pull real-time inspection data is actually being updated this evening. So
wonderful.
I'm unable to pull anything real-time.
Okay, then. Well, save it for us for the next meeting. So it is a small lot, though. So what would be the front?
So the front, on a small lot, the front may be averaged. So
that's right. Can you use average front yard within 300 feet of the same side of the property?
Correct. So, and we do not have survey data on the adjoining properties, but they can be averaged. So if the other properties are closer and we have a survey of that, then they can be averaged. So.
Okay, so we'll make sure that we need that for the next meeting.
If the applicant's able to obtain one or has one available, then...
For a neighboring property?
Yes. So.
And Mr. Probst, what that means is that the county has a provision, your front yard setback is 30 feet as it is. But if your home's on the same side of the street within 300 feet, are closer, you can average those, and then that becomes the new front yard setback. So if for some reason your neighbors perhaps are closer, or basically where this one is in relation to Maple Lane, you may be able to retain this without having to get a variance.
if you wish to go that route, because we're going to have to leave this open anyhow, you could get up with your surveyor and see if they'd be willing to do that, and then that may give, may also give you an avenue of release also without having to obtain a variance or perhaps a lesser variance if that averaging is, you know, maybe not 5, you know, maybe not 24.8 feet, but maybe it's 27 feet or something like that.
So get my surveyor to check a couple of the other properties within 300 feet of my property and see how close they are to see if you guys would allow that.
Well, that would be under code, so you don't even need a variance, or it might be that it reduces the front yard setback, so you need a lesser variance. So that's an avenue that you might wish to explore. You don't have to, but it's something you could do.
I just want it over.
Sure. Understood.
Yeah.
Does your other houses that lined up with you?
I think I
can you ever look down the street and look at it?
Saying that, I think my one neighbor's back further and the other one I think is further closer to the road than me.
Okay.
I think the yellow house is, don't you?
If it was an older house in there, it would be closer to the road.
Yeah.
I could probably get his plot plan. I'm sure he'd give it to me.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Made a mistake. You're the builder. Thought everything was good. Use the road for your measurements. Mr. Sharp, any other questions?
Just a few while we've got the applicant here. Do you have any flooding issues in the rear yard?
No, that lot does not require flood insurance. It's like an inch above for some reason. I don't know how that is.
But you do have a lagoon back there, so
yes.
Perhaps that's why you didn't want to build closer to the rear yard?
We basically took the same structure that was there, and the only thing that I added different was putting on that front porch to give it curb appeal, and it got me.
Because the neighborhood has specific setbacks from the water, yeah, to...
Theirs are tighter.
We submitted it also to the association and got approval. And the only thing that we added to the structure, like you said, was the front porch.
So the HOA has greater restrictions on the, yeah, rear yard than the county does?
Yes.
Okay, so that forces you to come closer to your front yard than your rear yard?
Yes, we,
okay,
didn't touch anything in the back because it was already at the maximum setback.
Okay. And I see this, it appears it's also a covered entrance for your home. You have issues trying to access it in bad weather. Would that cover help you in the event of bad weather?
It does help, yes, especially with the recent storms even that we've had. It's just been, being able to get in and out of the dwelling without, having that covered porch is ideal. And also for...
And you had mentioned, I want to make sure I had your numbers right. You said it was 47 feet from the porch to the edge of paving of Maple Lane?
That, I took that measurement back when I bought it. I took my laser and I don't want to say it's 47.
Safe to say there's 15 feet
there's,
or so.
There's a lot of room there. I wasn't worried about doing what I did, but then when I found out how far, once that guy called me, I went down to the property line, went to the property, and there's a telephone pole there, and there's a little stake beside it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's where it's, that's got to be it. And that's
foot,
like 15 feet. And I'm like, I didn't know what, well, I'm here now.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
Anything else from members of the board?
We're going to leave the record open, correct?
Yeah. I'm going to ask if there's anyone here in favor or...
A question. We've got and I think it's a minor,
yeah,
technicality here.
We've
got
it.
A temporary CO that expires on tomorrow. Can we ask that things be left open until we have resolution?
Absolutely.
On this?
So a further temporary CO could be issued, and I will deal with that first thing tomorrow morning. So
thank you.
Yeah, we're not living. We didn't.
Nobody's
in there.
Or anything, because we wanted to make sure.
Understood.
If the applicant could contact the office in the morning, and again, I apologize for this, we will attend to the temporary CO.
And you're going to find out for us when they did the checks and the stages.
Correct. Correct. So in the upcoming packet for the extension of the hearing, there will be a chronology of inspections. So.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Am I still to ask the operator?
I think so, since we did give that correct number in case anybody happened to catch that.
Operator?
If there's anyone on the call that wishes to speak in favor or in opposition of this application, please dial 5-star. Thank you.